Old Dolly Productions present The Longer Road, written and directed by Patrick O'Connor, starring Benjamin Steele, Rachel Jane Rhodes, Stephen MJ Lafferty and Anna Hallis-Smith, and featuring music by Paul McElwain.
Summer 1972. Sudden random violence lights up the Victorian terraces and 1960s plasterboard warrens of inner city Belfast. Barricades create no-go areas, ghettos within ghettos. In one of them, Rainbow's End Community Arts Centre is like a piece of exotic fruit among a pile of winter veg. It inhabits an abandoned church building. The four of us all have our reasons for being in Belfast. By now we know the safe roads and the roads to avoid, especially at night, but have no control of the bombs ticking away in our own souls, awaiting detonation.
Rainbow's End Community Arts Centre. Oh, hello, Mrs. Toppin. We're just getting ready now. Is everything okay?
You're joking me.
We can't postpone, no, sure, this is our last day.
Yeah, it was Yellow Submarine in the park.
Ugh. Thanks for letting us know. It's off. They've cancelled. UDA bollocks all over East Belfast.
Aw, jeez.
Damn our last show.
Whatever happened to the farewell party?
Too much going on, Jimmy. Sorry.
We've been trying not to think about it, Dan. But here it is. Our last day. It's come so quick. Help. I'm not ready to say goodbye.
Is this it, then?
Sure there's nobody to take over. All right, Dan?
Yeah.
Shame about that guy from Glasgow.
I don't blame him getting cold feet out with a young family to think about.
Hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. Ugh, too bad.
Hey, we weren't a bad team.
Not bad. Didn't I meet you playing skiffle on the back of a lorry, Don? Sure, we're the Beatles of Belfast community arts scene.
Rolling Stones, more like. Gathering no more.
Hey, not true.
You're all set then, Rebecca?
Yeah. Home Monday, Tel Aviv Friday. My giant step. I'm excited, but dead nervous too.
After Belfast, it'll be a piece of cake. What about you, big fella?
Leaving Thursday. Actually, Jimmy, I'm seeing Mr. Jameson on Tuesday. You want to come?
What for?
Discuss what happens next.
Sure, it's only a matter of whether they have someone mod enough to take over. Or not, more like.
How would that be for you?
Ach, well, back on the brew, no big problem. Look at the state of this place. Not a window intact. Okay in the summer, but like Rebecca said, come October, the fog on the inside will equal the fog on the outside. I'll miss the kids, but I won't miss working here.
Hard to see it die like this, Jimmy.
Aye. Well, if you want the company, I'll come. The thing is, what are we gonna do the day?
Okay, what we've got is a double con, water and an abyss.
Uh-oh, double trouble. Did you see that film, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? I can't swim! Nor can I.
Well, you can't take the I Ching literally. It's a metaphor, like, in times of danger. It's light enclosed in darkness, reason surrounded by ignorance and prejudice.
That's not a metaphor. That's Northern Ireland.
But water always finds its own way through a ravine. You find the right way by being true to your own nature.
True to your own nature? I sure...
Shit. Not the Europa again.
Could be. It was close.
I hate that.
What, the Europa being bombed? Sure that there's some bastard's hobby?
No. Ducking before you even hear it go off. Should we go see?
Be a voyeur, if you like. It'll only be a wee bit of rubble to clear up. Economic target. Makes them feel all grown up.
Oh, let's get out.
Out?
Yeah.
Where to?
Don't know. Out of Belfast.
Just take off.
The gig's a write-off, so let's just lock up and go.
Take the bus, hit the road.
Party on the way! I'm all for it.
Yeah, there's a festival in Antrim.
Sounds good.
Guess my vote. All we have to do is steer clear of water. That I Ching stuff's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, we'll need supplies for the trip.
Come on, then. I'll give you a hand. I'm gonna leave this city, got to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't.
I'll get petrol.
I'll catch you up. Gotta pack a bag, you know, make a phone call.
Don't be long.
None of us do.
What?
Belong.
Funny man. Hurry.
British passport. Check. Irish passport. Check. And in times of trouble. Check.
Well, it's fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can stay.
You wanna drive?
Yeah, fine. You're alright, kidder.
Yeah.
Sure?
Sure.
And about this trip?
Sure. Rebecca, the phone...
Good chance for us to say it's over. Say goodbye to the centre and each other. The four of us. You and me. You know what I mean? Gather the moment. As soon as we're away from here, you'll feel free to start with someone else.
Say you got pregnant.
Couldn't have happened.
Just say it did.
It's Palestine or bust, kidder. Nothing can change that. We're so alike, you and me. Wanting a place to belong. But they're different places, Dan.
You always tell the truth, don't you?
The truth will set you free.
Trotsky?
No. Jesus, you ignorant shagets. Weren't you brought up to believe in anything?
That all stopped when I came to Belfast.
I believe in Dokite.
What?
Hearness.
Huh. As in, love the one you're with.
Dan, listen. It's a real emotional pressure cooker here. Once you're away, you'll feel fine. You'll always be... with me. Do you know what I mean? What were you going to say about the phone call?
Mr. Jameson had some good news. He says the Education Authority are willing to fund an interim director.
Here they are. How did you do that?
Don't say a word till I talk to Jimmy, okay?
God? Dan? Hi.
I'm riding him back.
What's up, Al?
Can I sit in the front then?
What's up?
All I said to the wee man there was American Express, you know, like in the ads, and she throws a fit.
That joke's got holes in its shoes. Can't you give it a rest?
The rebel with a fallback plan, that's you. Oh, she's got a ticket to ride.
Jimmy,
she's
got... one more gag like that and you'll be chewing a brick.
She shouldn't deny she has an Amex bank card sewn into her tie-dye loons then.
You can be such a pain in the arse, you know that.
Watch out. I'm sitting in the back with Elle.
She and me then, Rebecca. Sticking out. My chance to be tour guide.
Antrim. Which way?
Okay. Hang a left and we're pointed in the right direction. Straight through the lights here. We used to always go by the Shankill before the Troubles, you know. Now it's the Antrim Road.
Fewer bollocks.
What?
Not so many roadblocks.
As in Hitler had fewer bollocks. Sure you speak like the Queen. Fewer bollocks. I'll have to remember that one.
Oh, shut up.
It's not just roadblocks, Dan. Bollocks is everything that stops you doing your thing, being yourself, like enjoying life. In the benighted province of Northern Ireland, bollocks is everywhere. City Hall on your right, ladies and gent. Note the proud display of the Union Jack and the anti-bomber perimeter fence. Embattled unionism. My mother loves it. She said she'd have died of boredom if the Troubles hadn't have come along. You know, the petty provincialism. I saw Brian Faulkner right there one Saturday. The Prime Minister having a dander around the town. He looked a wee bit twitchy, but see, he comes from a class of people disposed, genetically, to sitting on a horse. They're not comfortable on the ground, surrounded by the hoi polloi. The last Prime Minister, Chichester Clark, just the same. Here it is. Antrim Road, folks. Heading for the badlands of the New Lodge and Tiger's Bay. Were you not shot out up here last summer, Dan?
Yeah.
You never told me.
Didn't I?
Well, what happened?
Me and Uli were walking home and heard a couple of shots. Rifle shots. So we dived behind the front wall of a house. 10 minutes later, it began to rain. Hard. We thought sod this and made a run for it. Didn't stop till we got to the house. Laughed ourselves sick.
See now! Great night had by all. Provincial boredom banished. Sure, the riots have even been on the cover of Vogue. My mother's delighted. We're in the eye of the world here, she says. We're a la mode.
Letters home. This is one of mine, from almost a year before.
Belfast, September 1971. Dear Ma, thanks for your letter. The bombing and shooting have increased since internment without trial was brought in. But you should know by now, I hear about them the same as you do, on the news. Stop worrying. Anyway, it's not all doom and gloom. Ella's staying, and we've got two new recruits. Jimmy Patterson, a local, and Rebecca Jackson, a law graduate from Liverpool. She's bound for Palestine next year. I'll be with Dad in London for Christmas. I'll try and get down for a long weekend soon. Love, Donal.
Dear Davy, how's about you? Greetings from the Belfast bollocks. No, not me. The shite that passes for life here. The place has gone wild since they rounded up and interned a few hundred Catholics. How's life in the land of the free? When can you come again? Can't be too soon. Pogue Mahone. Tenderly, Jimmy.
Dear Randall, I really don't think there's any point you coming here. You won't persuade me to return. I threw off the shackles of our engagement the minute I got on the plane out of New York. It was not agreed to willingly. You know that. It's over, Randall. Let it go. L.
Dear Lily and Joe, what did the doctor say, Lily? And have you still got a job, Joe? Write to me. Things have disimproved here, as Dan says. Internment without trials completely entrenched the sectarian establishment. It's hard to see a way forward. I'm dead excited about the project, though. It's a lot more engaged with the community than the voluntary work last summer. That was childminding. This is the real thing, you know. Handy for next year. Why Palestine? Everyone's asking that. It started at school. It was like if you weren't pro-Israeli, you were an Arab terrorist. I became an object of hate. Screamed at. Spat at. It made me think about what it really means not to be wanted. You know nothing about it, they shouted. In a way, it was true. All I knew then was what your friend Miriam told us about Jaffa, Lily. Before 1948, the hotheads might beat the shit out of each other after some parade or other, but generally Jews and Palestinians rubbed along together well enough. A bit like Liverpool, really. So that's my dream. Get back to the way Jaffa was, before Palestinians were terrorised out of their homes and off the land that gave them a living. All you need is love. Dan says hi. Write soon. Your loving and worried daughter, Rebecca.